the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Well, yeah, I just thought, what a shame that we're not.
Welcome to the podcast. We just had a great conversation.
Oh. We were just saying how 40-year-old Sarah Wills is exactly what 14-year-old Sarah Wills is. It'll make sense. Listen to the show.
I want to cry for my younger self.
Our loyal podcast listeners, you will want to hear this break in the show. It's the last one, I think. It is just gold. You will just love it. Take a listen. We'll be back at the end.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Morning to you.
Wednesday, hump day. You know what that means. Let's get straight on into it.
Camels of the world.
Spice up your life.
Every hump and every whore.
Spice up your life.
Right? I've got two camel stories for you
two.
Today.
Two. Can't you save one for next
week
where we're struggling?
Because I figure they're both a bit weak. So together the two will form one.
That's not how it
strong
works.
Strong one. Well, listen.
Okay, give me your first hump.
A train in Russia that was delayed by 45 minutes because it was stuck behind a slow-moving camel. Yes, that's right. The camel stayed on the train tracks for the better part of an hour and delayed the train.
They can be very stubborn.
Very stubborn, but also very loving, Lise, which brings me to story number two.
I thought they spat at you.
Mm-mm. Have you ever been hugged by a camel?
No, I can't say I have.
Well, a camel owner over in India has. And there's a video that's going viral. He was away with his herd for a few days. He returned.
Oh, my God.
Saw, obviously, this particular camel. Walked up to him, the camel wrapped his entire neck around the man's body.
Show me.
And embraced him in a hug. Not unlike an elephant does with a trunk. Camels are.
Are we sure he's not trying to kill him?
Well, look, I did think.
Like a boa constrictor.
Like a reticulated python.
I mean, you know what? The way she will use any excuse to just say reticulated python.
It is true.
You just mean a boa constrictor.
Not really. It's a particular type. It's not just boas that are. Boas are reticulated pythons, but there are other snakes that fall in the reticulated python
what
category.
What does reticulated mean?
Reticulated, it talks about the way their muscles move to make their bodies contract and release to make them move forward. I know my snakes. I know snakes. I know all the snakes.
When
Whatever.
Did this turn into snakes of the world?
Snakes
when my
up
two
the world.
Camel stories were too weak to last a full break.
Next week, True. Snakes of the world. Had got nothing to do with hump day.
Can't
but
be worse than this.
Let's talk about the modern miracle of technology that the youngsters call Spotify. Now, I don't have Spotify Premium because I refuse to pay money.
No, I don't pay for it.
Don't you? How do you have it then?
Well, you
I
can
have
use
Spotify.
It for free, but you've got to listen to the ads.
Yeah, but do you have Spotify Premium?
No.
Exactly.
No, I've got
Aaron,
Apple for that.
Do you have Spotify Premium?
No, I'm an Apple guy.
Okay. Anyways, what I want to talk to you guys about, because I don't care about
Good
whether
chat.
You're Premium members or not. Last weekend, on the weekend, we had mates of ours over, okay? They're good friends. We always have a good time. We crank the pizza oven, Dane's pizza oven. We sit out the back with a few bevvies. You know, Cindy will pour the shardy. She likes her shardy with the ice cubes she does, Sarah. You know? It's true. That's the sign of a good woman, you know, ice cubes.
I do that,
Well,
Lise.
There you go. Good for you.
Well, why are you getting angry at me when I admit that I like icing my wine?
I had my JBL speaker out. You know those little portable speakers, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'd forgotten to bring my playlists out. So I said to Brett, our mate, I said, Brett, you're on the tunes because he loves some good music. And I said, can you pick a playlist for us? You're in charge. And he said, sure thing. And he said, are you all ready for Brett's Pissed Hits?
Oh.
Which is the name of his Spotify playlist that he has created for the moment when you're maybe two drinks deep and the party's starting. Yeah, when you're not going to get plastered because you're just having a barbecue dinner or a pizza dinner. But it's Brett's Pissed Hits is a very specific type of music, Sarah. It includes great bangers from AC/DC, Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, Whitesnakes. It's all your 80s and 90s soft to mid rock
yeah, sure.
that we all love, except you. That's why you don't come to these barbecues. Well, okay.
I investigated Spotify playlists. I've never made one myself. And here's a fun fact that Brett and a lot of other people won't know. Artists see the playlists that feature their music. So AC/DC could see the songs that feature
in Brett's
on Brett's Pissed Hits.
Amazing.
Okay. A-lists of worth mentioning are titled Inconspicuous Playlist of Good Songs to Commit Crime To.
What?
The whole list is the best of the mamas and papas. Okay. How about this one? The sexiest playlist of all time. It's Toto's Africa 13 times.
That's fair.
In the playlist. You know.
Yeah, I know the song, but why is that sexy?
How about...
I don't find that sexy.
This playlist, Shrek in the Swamp Karaoke Dance Party.
Yeah, I like Shrek Swamp.
Also, which I think you would like, Lees, is Angsty White Men Rock.
I do. You know what? Sometimes...
Because you are an angry white man.
I identify as an angsty white
man.
In
a tiny half-French woman's body. Okay. But one I've downloaded is Bathtub Soak. Bit of Eva Cassidy, Nora Jones.
Sarah. What about a bit of Twisted Sister, a bit of Rick Springfield?
Well, you've got to create...
A bit of the Bon John, a bit of the Clash.
You've got to create your own bloody playlist so John Bon can see what you've done. What
Scorpions.
What would Lise's playlist be called, Aaron?
Rock you like a hurricane. No?
No.
Don't you guys love that?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
That white satin dress, that tuxedo. I can't stop thinking about Brad and Jen's reunion at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. I know it was yesterday. Hell, I know it was actually 36 hours ago, but it's weighing on me.
The good memes are coming out.
Well and truly.
Because everyone's speculating, of course, that Brad and Jen,
they were married back
in 2000, then they divorced in 2005 after Angelina Jolie got in between them. And now they've been spotted backstage at the SAG. And very tender, very loving, very, amorous or amicable.
Brad seemed to be clasping Jen's hand to his chest and she was walking away. And, of course, the white dress, did it trigger some kind of bridal memories?
Is this the 2.0 of their marriage?
Is it Bradiston?
Bradiston part two.
Is it Jennipit?
Jit. I don't think that's what they were called at the time. Did couple names even exist back in 2000?
I don't know if it was a thing. Brangelina, I think, was the
came out.
Of it.
But was that the genesis of the couple name Brangelina? But Jen and Brad missed out on a couple name altogether.
Well, but is it not too late? Because there's speculation, of course, that their romance could be being rekindled. Would they go round two each other?
Would it result in a second marriage for them?
Is the flame flickering again? Is it breathing
oxygen
into it?
You do hear stories, Sarah, of couples who have married, then divorced one another, then remarried one another. I think Elon Musk is an example of that. Elon Musk, of course,
Tesla entrepreneur,
engineer, real visionary, isn't he? He divorced his wife a couple of years later, remarried her.
Wow.
Yes. So they are an example of it happening.
But do you think it's only for famous people? Like I think of Elizabeth Taylor and I think it was Richard Burton. You know, they got married two or three times back to each other, Just one of those whack love affairs.
Strange. But then true love can prevail. We put it to the test.
Wait, don't bring our husbands.
Well, we did. We were like, let's just ask our husbands. You asked your husband, Wills. What was the question you posed?
If we broke up. Do you think
if we divorced because you are married?
We would remarry.
What did he say?
It's very clear.
Nah.
Well.
Just a straight nup.
Nup.
Man of many words. So he wouldn't remarry you. He's made the mistake once. Now he's living with it.
What about you with your husband, Dane?
I asked Dane the same thing. I said, Dane, if the cards were to fall terribly for us and we were to divorce one another, would you then fall back in love with me and remarry me? And this is what he had to say. He was already asleep.
He wasn't even awake when you were talking.
When I talk, it puts him to sleep. So that's good. I escaped it. He's not going to divorce me.
He'll never leave you.
He's still going.
Meanwhile, I'll be a spinster.
It's Those Two Girls.
Well, everything means nothing if you don't have closed captions, according to a man from New York who is suing Pornhub for allegedly failing to provide proper closed captions for deaf and hearing impaired pornography consumers. Let that sink in for a second, Sarah.
What would they write?
Well, wait for it. I'm going to give you a
there's
bit.
There's a plot.
Well, Yaroslav Suris, who is deaf, says he was denied equal access to such titles as Sexy Cop Gets Witness to Talk, Hot Step Aunt Babysits Disobedient Nephew, and other such videos on Pornhub, RedTube, and YouPorn.
Ugh, what a creep.
Okay, he says, without closed captioning, deaf and hard of hearing people cannot enjoy video content on these websites, while the general public can't. And discuss.
He has a point.
Do you think Mr. Uris is signing on to those websites for the plot?
Well, why else would he be suing them?
Or is he going to websites where he can just make a quick buck?
He's pulling out the minority card.
Is he just not even interested in the videos, the content, and thinking, hey, there's a niche opportunity here for me to wave the flag?
Sure.
And sue and get some money. But what would you sue for? Good grief.
Well, you would sue for
Discrimination. Absolutely.
And what were the what's the captions?
No, I think he's referring to the 10 seconds at the beginning of the video where they attempt a storyline.
Sorry, hello. Oh.
Yes. Yes, I think that's correct. Well, he's saying that if they were to provide closed captioning, he would look at increasing his subscription to the premium level.
Good.
But until they're prepared to do that, it's just not worth his money.
Sure.
I mean, I've got absolutely nothing else to add here.
This entire break is just trying to make you very uncomfortable.
Yes. And it is 100% working.
Those two girls.
I'm nervous already. An old friend of mine from high school was going through old scrapbooks and she found an article that I'd written for the local regional newspaper that she thought was so great at the time, she cut it out of the rag and pasted it into a book to keep forever. Obviously, it was the words of a generation. Okay. And I just wonder how I actually had friends when I read what I submitted.
I don't know how you had friends. I feel that this is an example of your mother brainwashing you and that she put a pen in your hand and forced paper in front of your eyes and she said, you will write this, you will get it published.
The irony is Lise and I both turned 40 this year and this article is called 14 Going on 40.
Wow.
So without further ado, Sarah can't bring herself to do this. So as her friend, I'm going to read it on her behalf to all of you. So hang with me. There's not too much of it, but every word is worth it. Here we go. 14 Going on 40 by Sarah Hall. A friend of my mother's turned 40 a few weeks back. She looked at me and said how she wished to be my age again. She remembered the parties, the cute boys, the laughter and the carefree days of freedom. Boy, did I have to tell her about reality. The 14-year-olds of the 90s are not like the 14-year-olds of the 60s. Let's take the parties, for example. The social gatherings of the 60s were a great chance to have an innocent, good time, dancing the night away until Dad picked you up at your curfew of 10 p.m. Today's parties can be considered as downright dangerous. 1990s get-togethers often are a great chance to do drugs, skulls and alcohol and have a pretty dizzy night. With peer pressure always looming near, teenagers today are obsessed with appearing to be cool, to feel accepted. Teenagers, including boys, today will spend hundreds of dollars just to achieve the in look. Why must we go so far to be considered as trendy? Even I, as a teenager myself, cannot find the answer. Maybe it is because I am a victim, sucked into the never-ending world of fashion and its propaganda. Try wearing a homemade dress or a shirt to the disco and you see what happens. But what perhaps is the saddest difference that I had to point out to my envious aging friend was that kids my age today have never known the carefree freedom that she knew as a 14-year-old. I'd gladly swap my Reeboks, my computer, even my own room.
I didn't even have Reeboks.
Just to be able to walk at night up to the shop without fear of being harassed, molested, or even worse.
What?
Teenagers today know an awful lot. We've known the facts of life for years. We know about AIDS. We know about drugs and alcohol abuse. But in learning all this, our youth has been taken away. In many ways, we are 14 going on 40, and like my aging friend, I wish I could be young again. Sarah Hall, asterisk, Sarah Hall is a year 10 student with no friends and a loser.
What a loser!
You haven't changed one bit.
She has not changed a bit.
I have changed.
40-year-old Sarah Hall, that was your maiden name. 40-year-old Sarah Wheels is exactly the same person as 14-year-old Sarah Wheels.
I'm new and improved.
We are back tomorrow.
Kill me.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
And there it was.
I just don't.
I mean, it's so gorgeous, though. You know who you are.
But the thing that I love, too, is that my friend cut it out and kept it in a scrapbook.
But that's
of like,
so lovely. That's she knew you were going to make something of yourself.
But I don't know. I just
possibly.
Think, obviously, it was the voice of the generation.
It wasn't the voice of the generation. You were the 1% of the population,
you know,
of the teenager
ironic, right?
who is wanted that... to reclaim her youth.
Oh, my God. Don't even
the
get me
14-year-old
started.
Who says, I just want to be young again.
I never even wore homemade clothes to discos or had Reeboks. Like, I do feel mum would have edited over my shoulder.
Do you
to be
think
like, you should
just
maybe
emphasize
change
the
that.
Point here.
Yeah.
I once lied in a written piece in year six. I said that I'd gone down the shotgun at Amazon's. Amazon's was a very, very popular water park at the time in our suburb, western suburbs of Bris Vegas, Jindalee. Shout out to you. And the hot ride of the season was the shotgun. Now, the shotgun was a half slide in a tube, and you'd get in, it was very steep, and then you'd be shot out the other side, and you'd kind of free fall for a bit, and it was quite scary as a child. And I lied in a written English piece and said that I'd spent all summer going down the shotgun.
Just because you wanted to be cool.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Probably grade 4 or 5.
Sure.
Child.
Do you know what I think hurts most about that article, though, was the constant references to my aging friend.
That is us.
That's us.
So you had a friend at the time turning 40.
No, mum's friend. One of mum's friends.
Turning
40. Who obviously
40.
Said, oh, I'd love to be young again. And then old sensible says, come on in and be like, oh, you don't know what it's like to be young. This generation, the molestation, the AIDS, the drugs at the party.
Getting dizzy at a party.
Actually, I'd totally forgotten that we used to say that.
I've never said
getting
that.
Getting dizzy.
Getting dizzy.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Tipsy, isn't it?
Tipsy, yeah.
I'm so dizzy. My head is spinning.
And what year did that come out? Like a whirlpool.
That would have been the 60s.
You're making me dizzy.
Key change. Na ba ba. Ba ba ba.
Dizzy.
What year? 60s.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Why did you say what year, Sarah?
Because I thought Aaron or you would know. You're
but he wouldn't
queen.
Know. It's in the 60s.
He's got a computer in front of him.
69.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's my era. anyway.
Hilarious. Thank you for sharing that. What a gift. What a gift.
Punishment. A gift that I'd like to return, actually.
You know, I might try and dig up a diary entry of mine.
Oh,
I think I have some. Except I wasn't a teenager. I would have been in my 20s, but that's even worse.
Because you're old enough to know better.
I think it was when I was travelling.
What did you write?
Like, I don't know. I think it was about love.
Today I'm on a bus in Singapore. Did you know male models put bread down their underpants to make their willies look bigger?
Did you know I'm a Victoria's Secret model?
Do you know Adriana Lima, dear diary?
I'm basically her.
Dear diary, here I am pretending to be Asian. the Vietnamese modelling campaigns.
It was not a Vietnamese modelling campaign.
Where were you, Thailand?
Singapore, Bangkok. Malaysia.
Kapuka.
Kapunka.
Well, now you're just saying places.
Dear diary, today I walked with my modelling portfolio through Queen Street Mall so everybody knew that I am a model.
That I am indeed a model.
That I am employed for my good looks. Dear diary, 34, 24, 34.
Do you know what that is,
Ash? No, I don't get that one.
They're measurements. They're measurements.
Sure. Dear Dad, today, Colette Dinigan asked me to be the in-house model.
Dear Tyree, today I had menthol cigarettes as dessert.
And for the main course as well.
Whoever said you can't have a sweet tooth?
Oh, God.
Oh, we laugh.
On that note, let's leave it on that sweet, sweet end, hey? And exhale. Or bum puff, dear diary.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.